Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Dr. Tim Yoder with Tri-County Veterinary Clinic in Pella joins us on today's program to talk about keeping pets safe during the hottest days of the year.
Well, Dr. Tim, we're really going to have our first hot spell of the year coming up here soon. And that, of course, means people will have to kind of change their routines, especially as it becomes to their pets and animals in hot weather. First of all, when you think about hot weather and the impacts it has, especially on dogs, you know, what are the first things that you think about, especially as you look ahead to the forecast and see temperatures that'll be in the 90s with that heat index value at 100?
Well, I guess the first thing that comes to mind, obviously, we're talking about outside temperatures, and we have a lot of outside dogs, so we need to, for the dog that just lives outside, we need to make sure they got adequate water, they got adequate shade, potentially a fan if it gets really, really hot. Those dogs should also probably, if you haven't trimmed their hair or given them a haircut or shaved them down to where they can be cooler, you might want to think about that. The other thing is for our athletic dogs, for dogs that go on walks with people, we need to kind of pick and choose when we're going to do that. It's going to be really hot and the heat index is going to be really high, and we can have hyperthermia, we can have overheated dogs, even when the temperature's low if the humidity is really high. So even in the 80s we can have those problems, and now we're going to get up in the 90s, so it's going to be really bad. So we want to make sure that we're going to take those dogs, if we're going for a walk, let's do it early in the morning, let's do it later in the evening when it's cooled off.
And what are the signs that people, if they notice in their pet they're having issues, what should we be looking for if for potential illnesses if it relates to heat, especially with dogs?
Well, dogs that are overheated tend to become kind of disoriented. They tend to become a little uncoordinated, kind of lethargic looking. If you see that happening with them, the first thing you're going to want to do is to start getting them cooled off. And it's always been my suggestion not to dump a bunch of cold water on them because there's a potential for putting them into shock. So what you want to do is much the same as us. They've got capillary beds that are on their legs and their armpits. And so you can take that cool water and you can run that on their lower legs. You can run on their armpits and try to get their temperature down. The normal high temperature on a dog is probably about 102. Some of our dogs that have heat exhaustion might be 107, which is incredibly dangerous. So once again, cool water on their extremities until you get their temperature down.
When you do exams and when you do things like that, you know, what are the questions that maybe people can bring to you or the services that you can help them with? You kind of mentioned trimming hair and things like that to kind of, you know, especially this time of year, maybe take those preventative measures as opposed to getting to a point where they need to call you for an emergency.
When it comes to heat, a lot of things that people need to do are just kind of common sense things. So it just comes down to adequate shade, adequate water, airflow. If they're inside where it's air conditioned, that's great. So as far as things that they can do at home, that would be it. As far as things that we can help them with, you're exactly right. Some of our longer haired dogs, that hair traps that heat in, and that works well in the winter, but it doesn't help them a lot in the summer. So if you think about yourself, when you get really long hair in the summer, it's hot. And if you get a really short haircut, it's a little cooler. So I guess that would be an avenue that a person could take to try to keep their dog as cool as possible.
Many people are outside with their pets, especially this time of year, and as things start to heat up and we get more humidity, there are ways to keep the dog cool and maybe have a little fun with it too.
Absolutely. I think if you have a backyard and your dog is just came back from a walk and they're a little warm, you can certainly mist them down. Just a little sprayed water goes a long way. A lot of people have little kid pools that their dogs will hop in and splash around in and have a great time. So just another way, fun way to cool your dog down.
And any other animals, any other issues typically that we associate with summer, especially as we do get a little bit warmer?
When it comes to livestock, same rules apply. You need to have plenty of airflow. If you've got shade, that's great. You look at animals out in pastures right now, they're going to be in the trees. You don't even know they're there during the day because they're in the cool of the shaded areas where the trees are at. They'll be out at night to eat. So once again, cool water, airflow, shade.
Well, and one of the things, especially lately, we've seen news stories about it when it's come to people and to pets, cars and heat. That's one of the most dangerous places for an animal to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. When you get in your car this time of year and you have the windows up, you realize how extreme the heat is inside there. So it's never a good idea to leave your pets in a car, period. Even cracking the windows, it's still really hot. So my advice is when it gets this hot, let's try not to leave them in your car at all.
Once again, that was Dr. Tim Yoder with Tri-County Veterinary Clinic in Pella discussing heat safety and pets. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.